It's Monday, the 29th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Petroleum economist at the Ministry of Mines and Energy, Salome Ngoshi, has revealed the rationale behind the upcoming fuel price surge set for May the 2nd during a recent address.
The ministry has resolved to increase the prices of unleaded petrol 95 by 70 cents per liter, as well as increase the prices of both the diesel variants by 40 cents per liter. In addition, the ministry has further resolved to extend the industry relief margin of 20 cents by another 6 months to oil wholesalers.
Political analyst and Professor Ndumba Kamonya offered insights on the looming possibility of significant protests erupting in Namibian universities. These protests could stem from various issues, including unemployment, corruption, and soaring rental prices for students in urban areas.
Our institutions are not institutions of big ideas, but what I have observed that our students are docile, and this is simply because the way how our institutions are run and the focus and what we are teaching are not really doing a good job. The short answer, no, I don't see it happening here in Namibia.
The public relations officer for the Korihas Town Council, Simpson Mariung Ogroep, has provided updates on the advancements of the town's Built Together initiative. During a recent announcement, he disclosed insights from the local authority's elective meeting, which sought to establish a new decentralized committee.
One of the objectives is to screen the applicants for Built Together houses and also to ensure that the allocation of land for Built Together houses getting attention, and also the funding. People that have qualified or that have already benefited from the program are also contacted to repay their outstanding loans. So these are one of the tasks of this committee, and this new committee will be on their toes and getting into the objective of their duties.
Reuters reports that Sierra Leone's Energy Minister Kanja Sese resigned on Friday in the midst of a prolonged electricity crisis. His resignation came on the same day the government disclosed partial payments of outstanding debts owed to energy providers. Sese took full responsibility for the crisis in his resignation letter. Following his resignation, President Julius Maada Bio's office announced that the Energy Ministry would now be directly supervised by the president. U.S. President Joseph Biden has reiterated his clear position on Israel's planned invasion of Rafah to the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, according to the White House. The two leaders held a phone call hours after the U.S.'s top diplomat left for the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, which, as our Washington correspondent Jagrute Dave reports, is being dominated by the war in Gaza.
In their latest phone call, the White House says President Biden discussed with Israel's leader the need to secure the release of hostages captured by Hamas, together with an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, as well as the delivery of humanitarian assistance, including through preparations to open new northern crossings starting this week. The White House's National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told ABC's This Week Israel will listen to U.S. concerns before launching any offensive in Rafah. Meanwhile, at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the U.S. was the only nation that could prevent Israel from going in.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.